Have you ever noticed? Almost everyone loves it when Jesus shows up. His presence makes a difference. Things happen. Demons are cast out, the sick are cured, lives are changed, mother-in-laws are healed. The Gospel of Mark portrays Jesus in the role of healer of misery and pain. So what's not to like? Today's gospel is like that. Yet, something about it just didn't feel right to me. Let me recap. From last week's gospel, this is the same day as today's gospel. Jesus had just left the synagogue, and it was there that he began his ministry of teaching and healing. Well, Jesus and his friends then leave the synagogue and walk a few blocks over to Simon and Andrew's house. Once they arrive, we learn that Simon's mother-in-law has a fever. Now, in the days before antibiotics and over-the-counter fever reducers, a fever was nothing to sneeze at. A fever was not a minor inconvenience. It was often an indicator of serious illness. In my experience, I've never known any mothers who stay in bed when they're sick. So this had to be very serious. Simon and Andrew, having just seen Jesus heal that man possessed by a demon, told Jesus about her illness. The description of her healing is so sparse that you can almost miss it. Jesus came to her, took her by the hand, lifted her up, and then the fever lifted. The author of Mark, he offers little extraneous commentaries on what are arguably amazing stories. So it can be easy to overlook this miracle because of its simplicity. Another pattern of Mark, which you'll hear about in the coming weeks, is that after Jesus heals people, they thank him. And he will tell them, don't tell anybody. But that's not what happened here. After she is healed, she's not shown, falling down in gratitude, as others will be later in Mark. No, after she's healed, she appears to make dinner. How am I supposed to read this story? Is Simon's mom only healed so that she can slave over a hot stove while the guys sit around and share stories about how awesome it was when that guy with the demon came up to Jesus and Jesus totally took that demon down a peg? Couldn't some of those guys have said, whoa, missus, getting healed must have been a big deal for you. Why don't you sit down and tell us about it? How did it feel? Hey, do you want to come with us and follow Jesus too? Knowing the authors of the Bible, inspired though they might have been, they were just as shaped by the social conventions of their times as we are in ours. I couldn't help but wonder about that short phrase. She began to serve them. What does it say about Simon's mother-in-law's life? And what does it say to our modern readers, many of whom still struggle with the confines of gender-based social convention? I was born and raised in a community where ideas about hospitality, food making, and service were heavily gendered. I witnessed pretty early on that women were supposed to do the cooking and the cleaning while the men were supposed to do the eating and the loud storytelling while also carrying the occasional heavy thing. When you grow up in a patriarchal culture, it is easy to learn that the things associated with women are somehow less worthy of praise, somehow second rate. So I worry about verses like this, because all too often people who are interested in limiting the roles of women and men based on strictly gendered understandings of propriety will point out in the Bible this verse and say, look, see, a woman's place is to serve. A man's place is to lead alongside Jesus. And so she should have the same right to follow him if she chooses. Because Jesus took quite the risk by identifying his mission, not with the work of powerful men in his community, but with the work of the women, the work of the poor, and the slaves. Okay, so with that concern being aired, this passage tells me one thing, that the most appropriate response to being healed is to offer compassion and hospitality to others. Later in his ministry, Jesus will tell his disciples, whoever wishes to become great among you, you must be their servant. So her service should not be understood as a woman's menial work under the domination of lazy males, but as a true messianic ministry. At the very heart of this passage, one could say, Simon's mother-in-law became Jesus' first deacon, reminding us that Jesus saw himself as a servant too. Folks, having been healed and lifted up by virtue of our baptisms, I bid you go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.